Today Shem Sech the Zvachim Dav Tzadik Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Dav Tzadik and Be'ezer. The Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud teaches us the Mishnah called Chatos Shebetayra. Whenever the Torah tells us to bring a Karban Chatos, Kaidim LaShamis. The halacha is that if we have two Karbanos to bring, the Chatos and the Asham, Torah tells us bring the Chatos before the Asham. Chutz Menash Mitzayra. The one exception is the Asham Mitzayra. Then when the Mitzayra becomes Tahar, he has to bring a series of Kabanas. He has to bring a Kaban Asham, a Kaban Oila, and a Kaban Chatas. And the halach is that this person should bring the Chatas first. Why should he bring the Chatas first? Neshabal Hechsher. It comes to make that the Mitzayra should now be able to eat kachim, and that the Mitzvah should now be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So since so much is riding on this carbon, that's why it should be brought first. But I saw that all the kabbanis that we just identified that the Mitzvah brings accomplish this. So why is the Chatas being set up to be the first? So I saw so why is that Asham come first? Shouldn't the Chatas come first? Like it always comes first, because as we've been learning in Ashur, it's a Mechaper. So the Rishonim respond, Taisva says, that the Dam Asham, besides that it's one of the Kabbalists that we just said, that bring Kapara to this, that make this Mitzvah be able to eat Kachim, be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another halacha that we've often discussed about this, and that is that the blood of the Karban Asham is put on the body of the Mitzayra. And that isn't the case with the other Kabbanis, and that's why it comes first. Another explanation that the halacha is that indeed the Asham comes first because it's the first one mentioned in the Pasuk, and since it's a whole series of Kabbanas, it should come first. It continues the Mishnah, Kol Asham Shebetayra Bo'im B'nei Shtayim. All other Kabbanas Asham that are brought, the animal has to be 2 years old, or Bo'im B'Kesef Shkolim. There's a minimum of two Shkolim, two Sloim, that have to be spent to buy this animal. Chutz Me'Asham Nazir, except for the Asham Nazir, that the Nazir brings, that if the Nazir became Tamei during the days that he was a Nazir, that the halach is that he forfeits the days that he kept, and he has to start from scratch, and he has to bring an Asham Nazir, Asham Etzaira, Shem Baim B'Nesh Nasam. Those kabbanas are brought when the animal is a year old. Vein Baim B'Kasir Shkolim. This minimum that we just said, that the animal has to be worth at least two sloim, does not apply by these kabbanis. Yes, we've been learning that the halacha of tadur shena tadur kaidim, something which is more common, comes first. We've been learning the halacha of something that's mekudosh comes first. Says the Gemara, just like that, is the halacha regarding the way when it comes to being makriv the carbon, which comes first. The same halacha, kodmin b'achilosam. That means if somebody has two kabbanis that he has to eat the meat from, he should eat the carbon that's tadir before eating from the carbon that isn't tadir. The same halacha would apply regarding mekudosh. You should eat the carbon that's more mekudosh before you eat the carbon that's less mekudosh. Continues the Mishnah. Shlamim shel esma v'shlamim shel yoyim. You have a carbon shlamim that was brought already yesterday to the Beis HaMikdash, a live animal, and you have another animal that was brought today. Or shlamim shel esma, or you have shlamim that were brought yesterday, v'chatz v'ashim shel yoyim, and you have a carbon chatz and a carbon asham that are brought today. The halacha is shlamim shel esma shalem es kaidim lakrava. The first one that you should bring is the shlamim that were brought yesterday, even though the Shlomim are Kachim Kalim and the Chatzis Oshom are Kachi Kachim. Divrei Rameya, that's the opinion of Rameya. But Chamaimrim, Chatzis Kedemus, the Chatzis always comes first, Neshi Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kachim. So that's the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about situation of being makar v'karbon, and the Mishnah is identifying which carbon, when you have these two kabbanis in front of you, which should you be makar first. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that what the Gemara is speaking about is regarding the eating of the carbon. And Mishnah is teaching us, if you have carbon shlomim that was brought yesterday, and a chatzis osham that were brought today, the halacha is that the shlomim of yesterday should be eaten before the chatzis osham today. And the reason is now very simple to understand. Because the shlom that was brought yesterday has to be eaten up by tonight. The chatzis v'asham could be eaten today and tonight, even though, of course, we often quote the first Mishnah Masechta Brachos that says it should be eaten by chatzos. But even if we're eating it by chatzos, still, I have till chatzos tonight, and the carbon asham has to, the carbon shlomim has to be eaten up before night. So that's why it should be eaten up first. Now the Mishnah teaches us that in all types of situations, the Kohen could eat the carbon in any way that he so desires. Lachem tsluyim, he could eat the carbon roasted, shlukim, cooked, v'shalom, boiled, losses l'tocha tavle chulin. The halacha is that you may put in all types of spices with tavle truma, and even the spices that are truma. Obviously, the kohen is eating this carbon, and since the kohen is eating this carbon, the kohen has a right to eat the carbon any way that he so desires with those spices. The Reb Shimon Meir melayit l'tocha tavlina truma. Rameya says that one should not put tavlina truma into this carbon. And the reason he says you shouldn't put on the tavlina truma into this carbon, shleivid truma de psul. We know, as we just mentioned a moment ago, the karbonis have a time frame by which they have to be eaten. That halacha obviously does not apply to truma. And now by putting the truma spices into the karbonis, I'm limiting the amount of time that I can eat the carbon. The Mishnah said, l'shanas, you could change. What does it mean when the Mishnah says you could change? So the way many Rishonim explain, that the proper way of really eating a carbon, the most common way, is to eat it roasted. Mishnah is teaching us that you don't have to eat it roasted. You can eat it any way you want. Another pshat that the Tosfos Yontov explains, that l'shanas means that even though you cooked it in a certain fashion, now you want to add spice, the halacha is you may. Another pshat that Rosh Hashanah exists is that since we know the halacha is that the Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten exclusively roasted, so since the Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten exclusively roasted, that is an indication maybe the way all kabbalah should be eaten. Teaches us the Mishnah, you could eat the carbon any way that you please. Begins the Gemara. Ibai Lahu, they ask the following question. We've been learning in our shiurim that there are two things that the two ways of determining what comes first. We learned the halacha of tadav she'ena tadav kaidim, and we also learned the halacha mekadosh, something that's more mekadosh. But now the Gemara has the obvious question: when you have a dilemma, because you have two things. One is Mekudosh, one is Tadir, more common, and one is Mekudosh. What do we follow? Do we say Ezman Kodesh, Tadir Kodesh, Mishim Tadir? Do we say Tadir comes first? Or Doma Mekudosh Kodesh, the Kodesh, that it's Kodesh? And the way the Rishonim explain is, for example, you had the Dam of a Karban Tamid and the Dam of a Karban Chattis, which, of course, the Tamid is more Tadr then the chatas comes every day, but the chatas is more makudish, as we've been learning, because the chatas has the ability to mechaper. Or you have a case of oilus of Rosh Chodesh and par ho'edah. Again, the musri Rosh Chodesh are more common, but the par is a carbon that's mechaper. So what do I do? It says the Gemara Toshma, the halacha is tamidim kaidim mesafim, that the tamidim come before the mesafim, v'afagav the mesafim kaidish. Every Shabbos, every yontif, we bring the tamid, and we bring the carbon tamid, and we also bring carbon musaf. And the halacha teaches us that we should bring the tamid before the musaf, even though the carbon that's brought for Shabbos is more makudish. Still, the Torah tells us to follow the carbon that's more tolerant. As says the Gemara, a very important point. This is assuming that the carbon tumid of Shabbos and the carbon tumid of the week is the same carbon. The only difference is that this is a tumid, this is a oil, this is a mus of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's not what happens. What happens is that the Shabbos Tumid is not the weekday Tumid. The Tumid that's born in Shabbos is a whole different level of carbon. And therefore, the Kedusha of Shabbos is not just on the carbon Musaf. The Kedusha of Shabbos is also applied to carbon Tumid, so it's the Musaf is not any more Mekudosh than the Tumid. And that's why the Ar Sameach says that, for example, somebody, Chas V'Shalom, can't fast on Yom Kippur. He doesn't make Kiddush. Why not? Because Yom Kippur is Mekudosh by not eating. So whatever Kiddush accomplishes, it's accomplished not through the Kiddush, it's accomplished the same way with the fasting. I saw that the Gra says that an Oval can't be even about Tefillah, not only on Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, because of course Musaf on Rosh Chodesh represents that special Rosh Chodesh tefillah. But the Gra suggests that this halacha is even said regarding applicable to Shachris of Rosh Chodesh. Because just like the Gemara here says that the Tamid of Rosh Chodesh is a different Tamid, so too says the Gra, the Shachris of Rosh Chodesh is a different Shachris. And therefore, since like the Oval can't have a Musaf on Rosh Chodesh because it's unfortunately an Oval, so too will be the Halacha regarding Shachris on Rosh Chodesh. Toshma, we learned Musaf Shabbos, Kaibnul Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Now Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara suggests, is more Mekudosh than Shabbos. The reason the Gemara is assuming that Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudosh is because Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, and Shabbos is not a Moed. Yet the Musvei Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, the Musvei Shabbos, Kaidman the Musvei Rosh Chodesh. Again, answers the Gemara. Ato Rosh Chodesh l'musaf in the day ahani. Does the Rosh Chodesh only help for its own Musaf? L'musvei Shabbos l'ahani. That means that the Musaf on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a whole different Musaf. And it's a Musaf that has a higher level of Kedusha. Included in that higher level of Kedusha is that, therefore, it has Tadr and Mekudosh over just the Musar Rosh Chodesh. The question, of course, that needs to be asked is, the Gemara already said this Teretz. What's the Gemara going back and forth with the same Teretz? We're going to have it more than once. So, many Rishonim, we explain, this happens often in Shas. And the reason the Gemara goes and asks the same question with the question and offers the same teretz, the Rishonim suggest, is because Chazal thought that maybe there's another teretz. And they were seeking out the other teretz. And when they weren't able to find another teretz, so they say the same teretz again. Another pshat that I saw to answer this question is that the Gemara is actually a compilation of what happened in many different discussions. So even though there were different discussions with different answers, they were just compiled together in one place in Shas. Tashma, Musar Rosh Chodesh, Kaidmul Musar Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh
Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh, it's also Rosh Hashanah. And the halach is that the Musa Rosh Chodesh come before the Musa Rosh Hashanah. Avgad Rosh Hashanah Kachi, even though Rosh Hashanah has in it more Kedusha. And the reason is, because Rosh Hashanah is Asur Malacha, Rosh Chodesh is not Asur B'Malacha. So even though it doesn't have the strength of being a Mayid, because Rosh Chodesh is also a Mayid, but this has the halacha that it's Asur Malacha, which is not the halacha in Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara again. Ata Rosh Hashanah l'musafin the dayahani l'musafin Rosh Chodesh l'ahani. The musaf Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is a different musaf. Tashma. There's a machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. What is the proper nusach of Kiddush on Shabbos? Beisham says we first make the bracha of Mekadosh of Shabbos, and then we make the Bari Pri Agafen. Beis Hillel says we make the Bari Pri Agafen before the bracha of Kiddush Siyoyim. And the Bryce explains, Dover Acher, in explaining the opinion of Beis Hillel, Shebrech Siyayim Tatira, Berech Siyayim and Tatira. The reason the Bari Pri Agafen is said first is because the Bari Pri Agafen is Tadr, and the Halacha is Tadr V'Shein Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Even though, says the Gemara, Avgav the Berech Siyayim Kedusha, even though the Bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos is a greater Kedusha, we follow, says the Gemara, we follow the Tadr and not anything else. Says the Gemara again, Otter Shabbos Lebrich Sayyoy Mahani, Lebrich Sayyoy Mahani. What the Gemara is saying is that the Bari Priyagofen of Shabbos is a different Bari Priyagofen than the whole week. It's not just more Tadr, it's also more Makodesh. Tashma, so the Gemara brings another raya. Domer of Yochanan, the Gemara Masech the Brachos, Daf Chav Chesom and Aleph discusses somebody who did not have the opportunity to daven Musaf until it was ready time they could daven Mincha. So now he has a dilemma. He has Musaf and Mincha. What should he do? The halacha is Mispal Adam Shemincha V'Akash Musafim. He should first daven Mincha and then Musaf. And the question is, yes, isn't that an indication, suggests the Gemara, that we go with Tadr versus Mekudesh? As says the Gemara again, Otto Shabbos L'Tfilas Musafin Ahani, L'Tfilas Mincha Lehani. The Mincha of Shabbos is a different Mincha. And since the Mincha of Shabbos is a different Mincha, therefore, it also has not only the strength of being Tadr, it also has the strength of being Mekudesh. So Taisa says that in those shuls that it takes them a long time to daven Shachris and do Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, and now it's already time, by the time they get to Musaf, where they could daven Mincha, he says that you should daven Mincha and then daven Musaf. And the question that is asked, why is this different? So Tosfos says, this halacha is only applicable when you don't have time to do both. But if you'll have time to daven Mincha afterwards, daven Mincha afterwards. The Rosh says that this is actually the subject of a machloikus between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that only if it's Mincha Ketana, there's not a lot of time left to Mincha. So there, daven Mincha then Musaf. The Yerushalmi says that the Bavli holds that it does make a difference if it's Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedolah. The Yerushalmi says that it's only when it's tight and it's already time to daven Mincha, and now you have this dilemma, daven Mincha first. And therefore, the Minig Olam is like the Yerushalmi, as long as it's not Mincha Ketana, the halacha tells us to daven Musaf and then daven Mincha.
So the Gemara continues to try to deal with this dilemma. Mekudesh and Tadr, what do you do? Toshma, we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shlomim Shal Emes, the Chatzos Hashem Shal Yoyim. The Mishnah spoke about, you have Shlomim that were there from yesterday, and the Chatzos Hashem that came today. Shlomim Shal Hashem Akodim. The Shlomim that came from yesterday should be brought first. So what is the Deek in the Mishnah? If we had both of them that were only brought today to the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha will be Chatas V'Ashem Kadmi. The Chatas V'Ashem come first. Even though, says the Gemara, Afgav does Shlomim Tadiri, even though the Shlomim are more common. So we see that we have a case of Mekudosh and Tadir, we're following with Mekudosh. Says the Gemara, why are you calling Shlomim Tadir? Shlomim are not Tadir. Yes, maybe people bring more Shlomim than they bring Chatas, but that doesn't make it Tadir. What that makes it, says the Gemara, Matzi Karmer. That puts it in the category of Matzi. Our question, says the Gemara, is Tadir coming by one. The question that we've been focusing on is Tadir versus Mekudosh. When it's Matzi versus Mekudosh, Loin coming by one, that isn't our question. And therefore, why shouldn't the Chatas and Hashem come first? This statement that you just made, that matzui, something that happens often, is not considered tadr, is that true? For Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the chiv chatas, and when you have to bring karmen chatas, you don't bring a karmen chatas if you didn't bring a karmen pesach or you didn't do a bris milah. Because when we speak about a karmen chatas, the Torah says you bring a karmen chatas when you did an avera, ashloi sena. You did something that you shouldn't have done. And therefore, Pesach Amila, which are mitzvahs asay, you don't bring a karmen chatas. Ask the Braisa, Oitzi, as a Pesach, maybe indeed the halach is that if one didn't bring a karmen Pesach, there is no chatas. Kushein etadir doesn't happen often. However, loyotzi mila shitadira, I won't eliminate mila because that's something that's common. Now, ask the Gemara, we see that the mila is called tadir because it happens often. My tadira, says the Gemara, when the Braisa just called mila tadira, it's not because the frequency it happens. My tadira b'mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs connected to the mitzvahs mila. As we know, the Braisa teaches us that the Torah uses the word bris 13 times regarding your bris mila. V'ibay sema mila gabe Pesach, when we call mila in that Braisa tadir, it's only ki tadir damye when we compare it to Karmen Pesach. But the Gemara is suggesting now that the definition of tadir is something that has to happen on a regular basis. Something that doesn't happen on a regular basis, because it has to happen on a regular basis, not that it's obligated to happen on a regular basis, is not considered tadir. And as we discussed in previous shurim, if somebody has to put on towels and tefillin, puts on towels and tefillin, we put on the tzitzis before the tefillin. And the reason is, tzitzis is tadir, because we wear tzitzis on Shabbos and Yontif, but we won't wear them on weekday. We won't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Asked in Mukhi Yosef, he says, yes, tzitzis are more common than tadr, but tefillin are more makadish. And secondly, he says, you can't call tzitzis tadr, because we're saying now that the definition of tadr is something that has to happen. Tzitzis is only a mechiv that you have to wear if you're wearing a beged with four corners. And therefore, he suggests that tzitzis should not be considered tadir. Tzitzis should be considered matzui, and it has a whole different conversation. And that opens up a whole different conversation, as we just learned, that's when we speak about tadir, when we speak about tadir and mekudosh. Another question that comes up is matzui Shabbos Chanukah. So what should somebody do first? Havdalah, which is tadir, or Chanukah candles, which is more matzui? The Taz and Ohr Chaim Siman Tov Reish Pei Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, discusses this question. And he wants to say that this question is directly related to what we're discussing in our Gemara. Because on one hand, Havdalah is tadir, but Chanukah candles, because they're Mekudosh, are more Mekudosh. And he says that since our Gemara doesn't answer this question that we've been discussing, Tadr and Mekudosh, which come first? And therefore he says that the Rambam says that you could do whatever you want when you have this type of dilemma. And he says the halach is that you should do Havdalah than Ner Chanukah. We know that there are those that disagree. Then we spoke earlier in our shir about Kiddush. And the question is, the bracha of Kiddush is a bracha d'oraisa. One has to make Kiddush Friday night. The Bar Pri HaGofen is only a d'rabbanan. So why is that not a reason that they still should be wrong and we should make the Kiddush before the Bar Pri HaGofen? So the Tzlach asked this question, and the Tzlach says that we have to be speaking about a case where somebody already davened Ma'ariv. Since they davened Ma'ariv, they were mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa, and therefore, since you were mekayim the Kiddush Daraisa, the halach is, now we have a question, what should come first, the Bar Pri HaGofen, which is Tadr, versus the Kiddush, which is not. The Sefer Shem Shmuel, in discussing our Gemara, says that our Gemara suggested that Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddush than Shabbos. And the question is, why is that? So he says that when the Pasuk in Yeshaya describes the Yontif of Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk says, So he says, what does Rosh Chodesh represent? He says, Rosh Chodesh represents a time of anova. It represents a time where somebody is showing that he is humble in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing more Mekudosh than that. Rabbi Yosef Engel's approach to this entire Gemara is that the question here, when the Gemara is debating if we follow Mekudosh or do we follow Tadr, is really a question that often comes up. And that is, do we look at Kamas or do we look at Eichus? Tadr represents Kamas. Tadr represents quantity. And Mekudosh represents quality. I saw that we learned many times in our Gemara now that a tefillah of Shabbos is a whole different tefillah than a tefillah during the week. And that's why it doesn't only have Tadr, it also has Mekudosh. He says, the Chasam Sofer, that we see here that there are outside influences that have an influence on the mitzvah we're doing. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, for example, if somebody is saying Krishma Netz Yisrael, and somebody saying Krishma Chutz Laretz, it's not the same Krishma. A Krishma Netz Yisrael, which has the Kedusha of Netz Yisrael, is a whole different Kedusha. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Ben Ishchai suggests that's why it's so important to spend time on Shabbos learning Torah. Why is it so critical to spend time on Shabbos learning Torah? He says because everything on Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha. And the Torah that we learn on Shabbos is not the same as the Torah that we learn all week. And therefore, it's like the tefillah of Shabbos is different, so too is the Shabbos. An interesting question that the Poskim have is that somebody has to say Birchas HaMazon, and he also has to make Ashiyotzar. Which should he do first, the Ashiyotzar or the Birchas HaMazon? So on one hand, Birchas HaMazon is a Deraisa, Ashiyotzar is a Derabonim. But on the other hand, you can make an argument that first of all, Birchas HaMazon is only a deraisa when you ate v'chalta v'svata, when you're satiated. If you're not satiated, it's not a deraisa. Birchas HaShiyotzar is more common. And therefore, since Birchas HaShiyotzar is more common, maybe HaShiyotzar should come first. And then there's another consideration. We know that when somebody eats and then he has to bench, so there's a certain amount of time by which he has to bench. Ashiyotzar, the halacha is very different. Because the halacha by Ashiyotzar is that if you don't make the Ashiyotzar before you need to use the bathroom again, then you lost the first Ashiyotzar. So it turns out that Ashiyotzar may have a smaller window that you can fulfill the mitzvah. When you're dealing with a situation where you have a smaller window to fulfill the mitzvah, so there the halacha maybe should be that you should do the ashiyotza first. Another question that comes up is, for example, on Purim, we have a bris milah and we have kriyas megillah. Or Rosh Hashanah, we have a bris milah and tkiyah shofar. What should come first? So certainly when we speak about tkiyah shofar, we can make an argument that tkiyah shofar should come first. It's a deraisa, but so is milah. So on Purim, for sure the bris milah comes first because bris milah is a deraisa, kriyas megillah is a derabbanan. On Rosh Hashanah, the minhag ha'olam is, even though we can make an argument that maybe that we should make an argument that milah should come first because it's more tadur. But that really reflects the answer that we just gave, reflects on the answer that we just gave in our Gemara. Is milah considered tadur, or is milah not really considered tadur? Is milah just considered, is just considered something that is matzui, and therefore would not be necessarily come before tekiyah shofar? But as I said, the minhag is olam is that we do, we say it on, we do the milah before the tekiyah shofar. Another question that I saw that the Chashuki Chemed discusses, that if somebody has nicer tzitzis and he has a talus that he wears all week, and he has a talus that he wears on Shabbos. And we're learning in our sugya that anything that's done on Shabbos represents a higher level of Kedusha. So now the question is, when you have this individual, what should he do? Should he put the tzitzis on the beged that he wears all week long? Or should he put the tzitzis on the beged which he wears every day? Or should he put the tzitzis on the beged that he wears on Shabbos? Because we're learning in our sugya that everything that takes place on Shabbos is a whole different level of Kedusha. The Chashuki Chemed goes back and forth on this question, but his decision is that he should put it on the beged that he wears all week long. Because he says, it's not just a consideration of tadr. He says there's another consideration. He says the consideration is that you wear the tzitzis, the talus that you wear all week long, is worn much more than the talus that you only wear on Shabbos and Yontif. Since that talus is worn so much more, that you should use the nicer tzitzis for that talus. Ibailu. Now it continues the Gemara. Ibailu. Tadr v'sheinu tadr. If somebody has two kabbanis in front of him, one is a carbon that comes more often, and one is a carbon that does not come that often. The kadim, so what the halacha is very clear. The halacha we know is tadr, shen tadr, tadr kadim. But what happened here was the shachle and the tadr. The person shechted first the carbon that's not tadr. My, what would the halacha tell us here? Me and meaning kim the shachtev. Once you shechted it, makrevle, finish it. Oidilma, yav l'achdem maristamai. The halacha is very concerned that the blood of the carbon should not get congealed. So give it to somebody who will mix it, prevent it from getting it to geel. Add the makavle l'tadr, and then you'll bring the carbon, that's more tadr, and then you'll finish off hada makavle shena tadr, and then you'll bring the carbon that's not tam. So the question is a concept that we've discussed in previous shurim that the Paiskim discussed, but isn't there a concept of Eim Avirin on mitzvahs? So once you started the first mitzvah, shouldn't you finish it? So many Paiskim, the Eilish Shleima says, that we don't say Eim Avirin on mitzvahs only when the two mitzvahs are equal. But one mitzvah is greater than the other mitzvah, we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirin on mitzvahs. The Chacham Tzvi does not agree with that concept. Says the one Amar Funa Mesura Toshima. Again, from the Mishnah that we learned, Shlam Shlamas, you have the carbon Shlam that were brought yesterday to the Azara, for Chatzis Ashim Shal Yoim, and the Chatzis Ashim were brought today, Shal Emesh Kaidim Lahayoim. So the Mishnah taught us that we should bring the carbon that was brought yesterday, the carbon that was brought yesterday first. So we see that so the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming that we should finish the carbon shlomim, and then go to the chatz oshim. And then the Gemara continues, hadiyoyim dum yedemish. But in a case where both these carbonas came today, v'heichi dummy, what does that mean? The kind of shach the shlomim, because if I didn't do anything, of course the chatz oshim come first. So Gemara is assuming that you already shechted the carbon shlomim, and still the Mishnah says, chatz oshim, kadmi, to stop where you are and bring the chatz oshim. Says Gemara, who says that's the way to learn the Mishnah? Dimma shlomim da emish, the way to learn the Mishnah is shlomim da emish v'chatz oshim da yoyim. Hech mishkach slu, the shechtin el tavayu. You shechted both kabonis, now up to the zrik sadam. So the aloch is that the shlomim comes first, because they came yesterday to the Zorah. Avol, in a case, willoy shechtin el tavayu, we only shechted the shlomim. Tibailoch, our Mishnah is not telling us what to do. So we still have this question, if you started with the carbon that's not tadr, what should you do? Toshma, the Braisa speaks about, as we spoke earlier in this year, about the proper nusach of the Kiddush. And Dov Acha Birchsi, Beisil says, first we make the Bari Priyagofen, because Birchsi Yayin Tadira, or Birchsi Yayin Eina Tadira, and the Loch is Tadavish Eina Tadr Tadr, Eina Tadr Kaidim. So the time for Kiddush came before the time of Yayin. So isn't that a case that the Eina Tadish came first, and still we should do the once we started with the Tadish, we should finish it. Hachinami, the Kiv and the Asyun, says the Gemara, since right now we're at the table, yes, the Chi of Kiddush came first, but the Nusach that Basil is discussing is we're sitting at the table. And since we're sitting at the table and both of them are in front of us, Kiman the Shechit Tavayu Dami, and therefore the Mishnah says, do the Bayer Prayer Gofen first. Toshma, again, from something we discussed earlier in our shir, Dabar Rav Yochanan, Halachim Spala Adam Shal Mincha V'Akach Shal Masafim, because the Mincha is more Tadir. Even though the Zman from Musaf came for Zman from before for the Zman of Mincha. So we see that that doesn't make a difference. Hachanami says the Gemara, once the time for Musaf for Mincha came, and you have not yet davened Musaf, Kivan the Mati's man Tfilas Mincha, the time to Mincha came, so now I'm sitting here with a dilemma, what should you do? Commander Shechtinu Dami. Amalei Ravad Breder of Ashi L'Ravina. The halacha is regarding the Karm Pesach. The Karm Pesach is supposed to be brought on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, Shechtu Karm Chatzos. If you shechtu the Karm Pesach before Chatzos, posel. That carbon is possible. Neshinama, because the Torah says, V'shachta isha kol das Yisrael bein ha'abayim, and therefore you shechted in the wrong time. However, you shechted it kayim l'tamid, if you shechted it before they shechted the tamid shebein ha'abayim, kosher. Even though the halacha really is that the carbon pesach should be brought after tamid shebein ha'abayim, if you brought it first, it's okay. So if you brought the Tamid Shebein HaBayim before the Pesach, it's acceptable. But as the Gemara says that Lachvi Yemaris B'Domai Achi Yizruk Adam, but we should keep on mixing the blood. The Lach is that first mix the blood of the Karm Pesach until you finish doing the Karm Tamid. So we see that even though you should have done the Pesach after the Tamid, if you did the Pesach before the Tamid, stop where you are, finish the Tumid, and then go back to the Pesach. Says the Gemara, my skinin ki going the shachti the Tumid Bereisha. The halacha is speaking about a case where you shachted the Kabbat Tumid first, before you have a question, and now you have two Kabbatas in front of you. What you should have done is shachted the Kabbat Tumid, finish the entire procedure of the Kabbat Tumid, and then go to the Kabbat Pesach. This person shachted both Kabbatas. And now that he shechted both kabbonis, what should you do? So that says, shecht, do the zrik stam of the carbon tamid. But if you didn't shecht the tamid yet, maybe the halacha would tell us is to finish the carbon pesach and then only do the carbon tamid. Our Mishnah actually indicates that he shechted the tamid already. The tani ashi yizuk adam. The Mishnah is only discussing which Zrik Sadam should you do. For Loik Tani, the Mishnah doesn't talk about which sheyishchet v'yizukta, about the shechita of the Karma Tamid. Why? Shmamina, that the case that's being discussed there is where I have both halachas, I both kabanas slaughtered, and now I don't know what to do. The halacha tells us the Tazan Archaim Sim Tuf Resh Pei Dalits of Katan Aleph, that even though we're learning Tadr Shana Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, the halacha, however, is that if you violated that halacha, it doesn't affect the kashrus. Doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon. Continues the Gemara. For kulan kahana rishanim lashanis. The halacha is that the kohen could choose to eat the carbon in any way that he feels like. My time says the Gemara, because the pasuk says regarding kabbonis. The Torah is giving us the privilege and the right to eat the carbon in any way that he wants. The Brisker Rav uses the concept that we just learned in our Gemara to explain a pasuk in the Chumash. The pasuk says that when Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare a meal for him, so Yitzchak said to Esav, "V'seili matam kishohafti, make for me a meal that I enjoy." And the question the Brisker Rav asks is that what we expect of Yitzchak, to be concerned that the meal that that's being prepared are so tasty? So Rashi in the Chumash says that Yitzchak asked for two animals, one for Karban Pesach and one for Karban Chagiga. So now we understand, since we're learning now in the Gemara, Lemashcha, that you should eat the Karban Pesach in the most delicious way possible. Here Yitzchak was preparing a carbon. When we speak about a carbon, Yitzchak said, Lemashcha, prepare it for me in the best way possible. Asher hafti. Says the Mishnah of Shimon, in recent Shemin, Shemeschalk Bazaro. If you see oil is being distributed in the Azara, ain't tzarch l'shamahu. There's no reason to ask what is this oil. Al-rikike mechs Yisrael. The halacha is that when you bring a kavim mincha out of wafer, that you have to break it with a light shemen, and you smear the oil on the rikikin, you have a lot of leftover oil. That's what's being distributed. A light shemen shemetzaira. The metzaira, when he brings the kabbonis that we spoke about earlier in the shir, you have to use oil to put on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe, and the rest is distributed to the kohanim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Mirisa Shemin, Shuhu Nitan Al Gabi Ishim. You see oil that's being put on the Mizbeach. Ain't Tzarch L'Shamahu, there's no question what it is. Ela Maisari Kike Michas Kohanim. As we often discuss in our Shurim, there's a very fundamental difference between the carbon mincha of a Kohen versus the Karban Mincha of Yisrael. The Karban Mincha of a Kohen, the halacha is that carbon is, the kaimitz is put on the Mizbeach, and the Shrayim are given to the Yisraelim. By Mincha, it's all burnt. So when you have this leftover oil from the Rekikim of that Karban Mincha, it's that oil that was left over, or the Mincha's Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol has to bring every day a carbon mincha, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, and the oil is not that much oil is needed. That's the oil that's burnt on the mizbeach. Shem is not mishamin, because the opinion of the Tanakam is that just to donate oil itself is never a carbon. Rav Tarfin disagrees, and he says there's a carbon of misnad mishamin that you could just donate the oil. Begins the Gemara of Shimon, the Divrei Amar Shmuel. According to Reb Tarfon, who just taught us that there's a carbon which represents just donating oil. Hamsnad of shemen. If somebody donates shemen, kaimtzai, you take off a kaimitz from the carbon. And of course, there's a very big discussion in Rishonim. What does it mean you take a kaimitz? Kaimitz can be taken from a salad. So some suggest that over here, they had a keli that represented a kaimitz that a special keli that represented the kaimitz of oil. The others say that you don't have a special keli, every coin according to his hand. and kaim tzay v'shiar of nechalim, and the rest are eaten to the kanim. My tamu, what's the reason? Amakra kavim mincha malam shemisnadim shemen. The law is that you can bring shemen. The Torah could have said, Nechvesh ki sakr of mincha. The Torah said, carbon mincha. The Torah could teach us that you could bring a carbon which is just shemen. And ki mincha, and it's treated like a carbon mincha. Ma mincha, just like when you bring a carbon mincha, so you take off the kaimet, the shira and the chalam, and the rest is eaten. Af shemen, the same halach applies by the shemen, kaimtsu v'shira and the chalam. Amar of Zera, afanana mitanina. We have a braisa that teaches this, because Amar Rav Shimon, the Mishnah said, Araya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amar Rav Shimon, Amritzi Shem, Mishnah Mishchalak, you see oil that's being divided, Bazari, at the Tzarek L'Shamahu. There's no reason to ask what is it. Ella, Rikika Michas Yisrael, Vishloik Shem, Mishnah Mitzayra, Sheim Esnadvin. That he holds, Rav Shimon holds there's no such thing as a carbon shemen. Bechlal, the man damim is nadvin, according to the man damim that holds, Rav Tarfin holds as a carbon shemen, what is done with that shemen? Mischalik, it's divided amongst all the kahanim. Amal Abaya, Eim Seifa. But let's continue learning our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Imritz shemen, shenitin al gabi isha. You see oil that's put on the fire. You have to talk lishal mahu. There's no reason to ask what it is. Ela meiser kikah mechas kohanim or mechas kai mashiach shem esnad mishemen. Mechlal, the man the omer, the opinion that says mesnadvin, why there would be it would be used for the fire. So he said. So now ask the Gemara. Labaya kashereisha. According to Abaya that says that we burn the oil, the ratio which seems to say that the shem that's brought as a carbon is divided, it's difficult to understand. And according to Reb Zera, who used the resh to prove that the oil that's brought for carbon shemen is divided up, what's he going to do with the sefer? Says the Mabishlam Reb Zera, according to Reb Zera, we could explain the Mishnah. Shmuel holds that we take a kaimetz of the shemen and the rest is given to the kanim. So the resha is speaking about a case that it's being divided to the Kohanim, b'shirayim. The shirayim that is left over after the kaimitz was put on the Mizbeach. Sefer is going to be talking about the kaimitz. The kaimitz of the carbon shemen, of course, is put on the Mizbeach. El Abaya, how are we going to understand the Mishnah that the shemen is divided, where Abaya says that the shemen of a carbon shemen is not divided? Answers the Gemara. The way to understand the Mishnah is not to teach that the shemen that comes from the dova is divided. That's not what the Mishnah meant to say. That to teach us that shemen, if you do have a common shemen, it's divided. Even according to the man, the Omer, that you could donate a common shemen, the halacha is it's burnt on the Mizbeach. And Tana Reisha, and the wording of the Reisha, which seems to indicate that it would be divided, is not for that purpose. It just wants to use wording which is considered consistent with the Sefer. So ask the Gemara. If we have a Mishnah, Sefer Tana Mishnah Reisha, we use wording in the Sefer that maybe is not the most precise wording, but we want to be consistent with the Reisha, very understandable. Ela Reisha Mishnah Sefer Mitani, is there a case that because that we use words in the Reisha just because of the Sefer? Says the Gemara, in. Amin Marava, sometimes wording used in the Reisha is there because of the Sefer. Tashma, so again, what is the halacha if you bring a carbon shemen? What do you do with all of that oil? The Braisa teaches us, Yayin, if somebody brought wine as an adava, Kediver Rekiva, according to the opinion of Rekiva, that one can do so, Lesfalim, it's poured down the Mizbeach, the shemen, and if somebody brings a carbon shemen, kediver Reb Tarfon, as Reb Tarfon has been teaching us, lishim, it's burnt on the Mizbeach. My love, so suggests the Gemara, that just like when you bring yayin, kulul usfalim, it's completely burnt down, so too, by the shemen, it will be kulul lishim, completely burnt, nothing distributed. Says Gemara, that's not a compelling raya. Midaria, hakadisa, indeed wine that's brought as a medava is completely burnt down. And Hakadisa, Shemin, the Kaimitz is put on the Mizbeach, and the rest is distributed. So suggest the Gemara, Amar Papa Machloikis, this question what do you do with shemen that's brought as an adover? Is it completely burnt or only the kaim is burnt? The Gemara wants to suggest as machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah Masechta Menachos speaks about somebody who says hoyma reila shemen. Is the halacha la yifches melug? You shouldn't donate. You have to donate nothing less than a log. And Rebbe's opinion is you have to donate at least shloish slogan. Says the Gemara b'maikum efki. What is the basis of the machlokes? Says the Gemara Maruah Rabbanu Kamed Rapapa. This question was said over, and the question is: when we learn a halacha from a certain place, this is a question that comes up by Gzeirah Shava, by a Hekish, and we're learning something from a certain source in the Torah. Do we say domi nami na? We learn it completely with all the details from that source, or don mina akabas? We can learn certain rules, but not that it should be completely the source. Ikavanayu, that's the basis of the machlokes. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan's opinion is dom mina minay. And the locha of nidma shemen is learned from what the Torah says, as we said early in this year. V'nefesh kisakrif karbe mincha. So just, we learn from there, ma mincha nisnadvim, just like one can donate a karbe mincha, av shemen nisnadvim. One could donate a carbon shemen. Umino, if we're learning from mincha, ma mincha, just like by a mincha, the amount of oil that's brought is a like shemen. Afkan, by carbon shemen, the amount that's brought is a like shemen. Uma mincha, kaimtza, and just like by mincha, you do kmitz v'shira and nechalim, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. Af shemen, also by carbon shemen, kaimtza v'shira and nechalim. Vidach, the other man number says, domino v'kubesrei. Indeed, the halacha of common shemen is learned from mincha. Ma mincha misnadvim, Hashem misnadvim. However, uki besra, we learn the halacha of shemen, but when we bring a common shemen, there's no soilus, there's nothing else. And therefore, it should be treated like the shemen that's brought with nesachim. Ma nesachim, when you bring shemen for nesachim, the amount of shemen you bring is shloish slogim. Av shemen, so too, when you bring a common shemen, it's shloish shalugim. A man is sochem, just like when you bring the sochem, kulam was fallen, it's all burnt, put on the mizbeach, af shemen le'ishim. So the Gemara is suggesting that this question that we've been discussing in our shir is a machlokes tanoim. Amalei Rapapa L'Abaye, ima mincha ma'isalei Rebbe, if Rebbe is learning the halacha of common shemen from a common mincha, says the Gemara de Kula Alma, everybody will agree that the principle to be used is domi nami. No, we have to learn it completely from a karban mincha. El Rebbe, he learns the halacha of karban shemen not from karban mincha. He learns it from Ezra Kamalof. And the pasuk says, Yikal Ezra Yasa Kachas Eila. And it has nothing to do with karban mincha. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Eida Rabbi Nasan Rapapa, Mimatzis Amrin Hachi, is that the way we learn from the word Ezrach? For Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh Kisakrif, Kamen Mincha, says the Gemara, it says the Braisa clearly, Melamed, we learn from the Kamen Mincha, Shem Snad and Shemen, and how much Shloi Shalugin? Uma Shamet Lei, who's the man Domin that says that when you bring a Kamen Shemen, you bring Shloi Shalugin Rebihi, and yet he's using the Pasuk Karben? Amalei, so he says, if that's what the Braisa says, Itanya Tanya, and my suggestion that we learn it from somewhere else falls away. Amishmul, Hamasnadiv, if somebody brings wine to the Mizbeach, maybe brings it to Beis Hamikdash, Mazalfal Gabe Ishim. He should put it on the fire on the Mizbeach. My time, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, Amakra, V'yayin Takrav L'Netzach, Chatzi Hahin, Ishirech Nechayach L'Hashem. We learn from here that the wine is put on the place of the fire. Ask the Gemara, for Kamachabi, when you're putting the wine on the fire, you're extinguishing the fire. And the Torah says, Eish tamatukah mizbeach loisachba, because you're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, v'kiba mixes, answers the Gemara, kiba mixes loishmei kiba. It's not completely extinguishing the fire. That's why it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That partial extinguishing is acceptable? Ainiv Amar of Nachman, Amar of Vua, Hamari Gechelis Malgab Mizbeach. If somebody just takes off one coal from the Mizbeach and keeps it and gets extinguished, Chayiv. So you see that even a partial extinguishing is Asur. Says the Gemara, that's talking about a case, the lekalahai, that was the only call avoidable. Ibai sema, says the Gemara, another answer. Indeed, you're not allowed to extinguish a fire. But here you're doing the mitzvah. Kiva the mitzvah is shani. Tashma, says the Gemara, that kibu shamitzvah is also the Tanya, the Tana, the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, klapi, shenasa Torah litroim. That we spoke many times that the first avodah that's done every day is Trumas Adoshin. Yochel, we would think that if you're taking all the coals are not burning, you should extinguish a coal, otherwise you can't hold it, it's burning hot for Yitroim. Amarta, the Torah says, lo yichaba. So we see that even though there's a mitzvah to do Trumas Adoshin, we're not allowed to extinguish a coal. Shani Hasub says, well, that's not a raya. Because indeed there might not be any coals that are extinguished. Yosef not to wait until it gets extinguished. So again, the Gemara is saying that the wine is put on the fire. That's what Shmuel said. Amar Toshma, the Brisa says, Kedivra Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says you could bring just wine. What do you do with it? You put it on the Sfalim. You put it down the drain on the Mizbeach. Shemin, according to Tarfon, that you could bring Shem, you put it on the Ishin. But you don't put, it says clearly in the Brisa, the Yayin on the fire. Vaitanya, there's another Brisa that says, Yayin Nesach, that the Torah says that we have to bring the Sochem when we bring Kabonis. L'sfolim, Ayin El Ishim. The Brisa asks, where should we put? Down the drain on the fire. Amarta says, the Brisa, Lo Yechaba, that you're not allowed to put it in a place that will cause extinguishing. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. So how does Shmuel answer these brises? Ha, the brisa that says that you're not allowed to do it is following the opinion of Yehuda. The Yehuda in Rav Shah says that Dov Shenim Skabin, even if it's not your tension, is also. Ha, the brisa that's lenient is following the Shimon that says Dov Shenim Skabin is mutter. Ask the Gemara, remember the Shmuel Krab Shimon's relay? Does that mean that Shmuel holds like Krab Shimon? Vama Shmuel, Mechamek Gechel Shematz B'Shus Rabim. Somebody could extinguish a coal of metal that's in the Shus Rabim because we're concerned B'Shvil Shalai Yizoka by Rabim. Avaloi Gechel Shalaitz, but we're not allowed to extinguish Gechel Shalaitz because that's an Issa Daraisa. Visakadat the Krav Shimon Tzvirlei. Ask them if we're going to say that Shmuel holds like Krav Shimon, I feel like Gechel Shel Eitz Nami, because there's two machlokes in Shas, and in this that the Gemara is referring to. One is the Shaila of a Dov Shere Meskaven, doing something without intending. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osir, Rav Shimon says it's Mutter, and the other case is a situation of a Melach Shere Tzrichel Gufa, where you're not doing it with the intention. When we're extinguishing a coal, we're not looking to extinguish the coal because we want an extinguished coal. We just want to get it out of the way. And here it seems, and if we're paskin like Rav Shimon here, shouldn't he paskin like Rav Shimon that Melach Shene Tzrichel Guf is not a problem? Says the Gemara, no. But Dov Shene Meskavin, in the question Dov Shene Meskavin, Savala Rav Shimon, Melach Shene Tzrichel, there he holds like Rav Yehuda. Amar Huna, the Sochem Shenetmu, the Sochem that got Tomin the Azara, Oisla Marocha, we make a separate fire, Befnei Atzmon, Besorfen. Shem Shenamar, the Pasuk says, V'kol Chattis, Ashiyuva Medom Aloyal Moid, L'chab B'Kodesh, L'Oisrach B'Esh Tesorif. We learn V'chol, B'Kodesh B'Esh Tesorif, that it should be burnt in the Azara with fire. Taina Mehochi, Hadava Hashem V'Amnachs, and the Sochem Shenetmu, Oisla Marocha Befnei Atzmon, we make a separate Marocha, Besorfen. Amalei Shmuel, the Rav Chana Bedikta, Isli Be'esara, please bring me 10 people. Ve'emelach Kamayu, so I should be able to say in front of you that Nesachim Shnitmu Isla Marochim B'nai Atzmam V'sarfon. Apparently, that this was a halacha that wasn't so well known, and therefore Shmuel felt the need that since this wasn't so well known and wasn't accepted, he wanted it to become public knowledge that this is indeed the halacha. Hanu lach kol atadir, hanu lach kol atadir, hanu lach kol atadir.